Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yo, this won't be hard for us,
please,
because I'm sure there's plenty of things that we don't understand. But it reminds me of that ICP song. Wasn't it called Magic, where he's talking about
magnets?
Yeah, magnets.
Yeah.
How do they work? I'm not interested in hearing what scientists tell me because they don't know. They're just making up some bull crap.
Sure.
Yeah. And you know what? People made fun of that, but as we said at the time,
you don't know how magnets work.
We don't know.
You don't know how magnets work.
We don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Anybody listening to this show doesn't know. And if you tell me, well, it's negative and I'm positive.
Not enough. It's just words.
Some sort of word salad explanation
But you
doesn't mean
works.
You comprehend how that's working at all. It is magic. From best I can tell, it's magic. Quit trying to explain stuff. Some things are just magic. But they asked the internet, what is your thing that no matter how many times it's been explained to you, you cannot wrap your head around it?
Oh.
Now, like for you, there's those moments we've talked about, pickle moments, where you learn something, but once you learn it, you can wrap your head around it. Oh, okay, so a cucumber.
A pickle moment, if you haven't listened to the show before, is I was like 20, in my 20s, hanging out with a buddy of mine, and cucumbers came up and pickles or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I like cucumbers. And he was like, yeah, you like pickles? And I was like, yeah, I like pickles. He was like, yeah, same thing, man. I was like, what?
It's a big deal.
I didn't realize that until I thought, he's like, did you think there was a pickle tree? And I'm like, I guess. Like, I hadn't thought about it. I hadn't thought that cucumbers were, why wouldn't they just call them pickled cucumbers?
I think they probably used to. That's my guess. Because they call other things pickled this, pickled beets.
Pickled watermelon rind, pickled beets. They don't just say pickled
pig's feet. But maybe because they became so popular, they were the most popular pickled item, that they just started calling them pickles.
Anyway, so that's a pickle moment. When you learn something later on that most people know.
Yeah. But then there's those things that someone can explain to you, and you're like, yeah, I just don't understand that.
No.
But I'm not going to ask you again, because it sounds like you do, and so I feel kind of dumb, but I don't know.
I have a bunch of them.
Well, I'll tell you the top ones on the list, and you can tell me if any of these are ones that you share.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of them are kind of funny, like how to fold a fitted bed sheet. I've tried that. I know Martha Stewart can do it.
No.
I gave up. What I do now is I take the sheet, all the sheets, and one of the pillowcases, and I wad them up and put them into the other pillowcase. And I have a big ball of stuff and just put it each in the pillowcase. Right? Got everything there. Doesn't get lost. I know there is some magic way to fold a fitted sheet.
I don't know, why would you want to? Like, what?
It looks better in a closet, I guess.
Yeah,
takes up less space.
I don't understand. I just fold it like every other sheet.
Yeah.
Fold it in half and half again. Like, yeah. It's almost better that I don't fold it perfect because I know which one's fitted.
True. And I know right now, Don't have to worry about which one goes on first. This one that's a big pile of mess. Yeah, so that's not one. It's one of those things that might be kind of a cool party trick, like learning a Rubik's Cube, but not cool enough that I care to actually
you
learn
would
it.
Actually pull it out of the party? Like,
well,
hey,
for,
watch,
you know, for a girl.
Watch me. Like, I don't even understand. No, it would be the,
when Martha Stewart
it
did it,
it
was pretty impressive.
Uncool thing to be like, hey, guys, check this out. And you just start folding up.
If you're in a fraternity and you're at your dorm and you're washing linens and you take the sheet and you fold it,
I
be like,
can't imagine that's
dude.
The cool thing.
Okay, you're right. You're right. The next one is people saying that they can't comprehend which way is east, north, south, and west because we live on a globe.
Yeah, same with
okay.
me.
Do you agree with that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I need it to be one? In my car to be because I'm like, well, how would I know? Like, well, I know if I'm traveling north.
Yeah.
Then I can figure out the direction, but how would I know if I'm going north?
Something I heard...
Literally, how would I know?
Not that long ago was they said men are more likely to give directions by saying, it's over on the north side or it's just south from here,
no.
Whereas women don't think like that.
I have a buddy who do that. Like, oh, it's just south of this. I'm like, all right, whatever.
So you don't, right off the top of your head, automatically know which
way
is north.
What way am I facing now?
Well, you're facing east. That's north, that's south.
No,
that's
how north. Would I know that I'm facing east?
So I'm just sort of thinking about it. When I'm in the
I'm
city,
about
I
the
know.
Highways.
Yeah,
right?
The highways.
The highways
I always think about downtown. Which direction is downtown from here?
How do you know where I'm facing? You know because, what? This is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because you can talk about it as many times as you want. How do you know where I don't
well,
know?
You know I'm
south
facing east.
I'm facing east and you're facing west?
You're facing towards Missouri. I'm facing further into Kansas,
I don't know where
right?
Missouri is.
Because look.
Well, 35 south
right
is down there, and that goes to Olathe, so that's south that way, which means you'll be facing east towards Kansas City.
And you know downtown's down there, right?
Well, you said I'm facing east or west?
You are facing east because you're facing into Missouri.
You're facing west?
Into I'm looking Kansas. Into Kansas.
No idea.
That's south. You drive south to get home.
Kansas is that way.
Right, we're in Kansas, yeah.
Yeah, and I go that way. That's Kansas.
Do you realize when you're driving home that you're going south?
Well, I mean, I can figure out... Depending on where I am.
Yeah, but you're not thinking in
no,
those terms.
And I can figure out, like, if I'm on the freeway and it says, like, I know I'm in Kansas.
Sure.
And it says Missouri this way, then I know I got to go that way.
Yeah.
And if I'm in Missouri and it says Kansas that way, then I know I got to go that way.
So logically, you know, like, I must
right,
be
I'm
headed
towards Kansas.
And,
but yeah, I don't know. I don't know which way my car's faced right now.
And you
now.
Wouldn't say, yeah, I'm parked on the north side of the building. That's
I,
something you'd do.
No idea where the north side of this building would be.
Yeah. It's where our parking lot is.
No. Where you park or where I park?
Where you park, the main parking lot.
Main,
that's the north side?
That's the north side of the building, yeah. But,
so that's north?
Yes.
And this is...
You go out that's west, on the west side of the building.
Yeah. No idea.
So, anyway, that was a common answer.
Still, it makes no sense to me, so there you go.
There are people saying that they still, their whole life, they can't figure out how to blow a bubble with gum. That's odd. I can't really whistle very well, so I could see stuff like that, and maybe you don't know how to snap your fingers. But blowing a bubble with gum, if you're really practicing, you should be able to figure it out,
that
right?
That doesn't seem like something you couldn't... That just seems like you can't do it.
Right, I guess.
Well, you
I'm
can figure
weird,
out
like,
how to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you understand...
North, south, east, west is just I'm dumb. I can't figure it out.
But if you can't blow the bubble, are you really not wrapping your head around what's going
right,
on?
Yeah, I, right, because I'm not wrapping my head around how you guys know I'm facing east.
Yeah, I got you.
No idea.
So someone else said, and this
if
was
if that road
too,
wasn't out there, would you be able to tell which way I'm faced?
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, like, if we're we still... Because I know what direction I came from and where my house is, and I know what direction downtown is. Like, it's that direction, so I have a general idea. I could be off slightly to, like, the northeast when I think I'm pointing straight north, but, yeah, I usually have a pretty good idea. Now, when I'm north of the river, I get really confused, because then everything's turned around. See what I'm saying? I have to start thinking in different terms. But as long as I'm south of the river, where normal people are... Then I usually kind of have
no idea.
So anyway, people said offsides penalties, and I think they're specifically talking about in soccer and I guess in hockey. Mm. I don't. I've tried to learn it. It's not that you can't wrap your head around it. It's that maybe you learn it and then you forget it, or maybe you really can't
annoying.
Wrap your head around it.
You really can't tell.
It is tough. You know, like what
it's
is
pretty easy.
Icing in hockey is offsides, basically, right?
No, there's offsides.
And icing
is
similar,
when
right?
They kick the ball. They can't be past the other person.
The last in soccer?
Is it when they kick it?
You can't be past the last person.
The defenders, right?
Right, but only when they kick it to pass. Okay.
So you couldn't be standing by the goal and then kick it all the way by
but
you.
But as soon as they kick it, then I can run
and go get it, sure.
Okay.
I'm faster than you. In hockey offside, you can't pass it past two lines.
Oh, that's right. It's
so
just if it passes
be
two
standing
lines.
Past the
that
two
one's
lines
easier.
And get it.
Yeah, that one's easier to remember. That's right. And then
the other one is more of like an eye judgment thing, so you could argue about it a lot. This is, I couldn't be standing two lines down the ice and you pass it to me.
Okay.
I can't do that.
That's much more quantifiable and easier to go, boom, obviously that was or wasn't offsides. Someone said that they can't comprehend how a chicken can make one or two eggs a day. I'd never thought about that. But that is a lot of shell making and egg making. I mean, that's kind of crazy, but it's not something I concern myself with. But,
how do they do it? I don't know. The same way a puppy has 12 puppies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It takes a little longer, though. Making these eggs every day, I guess that is sort of crazy. But I wouldn't put it on my list of things I can't wrap my head around. No. It's not, you know, that's more like the miracle of life. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of miracles in life, a lot of wondrous things in life, I suppose. MRIs, yeah. MRIs, to me, I think MRIs, by the way, use magnets. So now we're in the magnet world. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand. I've seen diagrams of what's going on with that MRI machine. I don't understand how we're getting those pictures back. I can't really comprehend it. But that stuff, how many people are really comprehending like how an X-ray works? Like, I know sort of how ground penetrating radar works.
Chemotherapy.
But, yeah.
Is it? What is it?
Is it a poison? It's poison.
You're basically poisoning your system. Kind of. I mean, you're poisoning you're putting poison in your body. You're hoping that the poison.
Is it nuclear?
Is it like radioactive, you mean?
Yeah.
I think sometimes.
I think
it is
radioactive. So somebody was like, if we put this much radioactivity in the air, we could kill Japan.
Yeah.
But if we put this much in, we could cure your mom's cancer.
You're getting
congratulations. I understand the concept behind it, but that's
There's radiation too, so I don't know because there's radiation treatment.
Is chemotherapy radiation?
I thought it was different. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I thought chemo was a bag of poison. Radiation was they give you radiation.
You're a bag of poison.
Yeah, well, that's easy.
Bag of toxic poison.
Wrap your head around that, no problem. Clouds. That's a good one. I'm with them on this one. I don't understand it. They've explained how clouds work in school. They tell you, you know, that cloud probably weighs 25 tons or whatever. And I'm like, then why is it there?
Clouds don't weigh anything.
I don't know they say they weigh something. Don't they say they weigh something? Well, I think they say they weigh something.
How?
I don't know.
Fly through
because each individual particle is light enough to be suspended there, but they're all hanging out together. I don't understand
this. Can't be true. You can't just fly through
something. Well, look it up.
Way.
How much does a cloud weigh? I don't know. But I can't. Obviously, I don't understand it. And I'm not the only one, okay? This was very high on the list.
That can't be true.
A lot of people said they can't wrap their heads around how cell phones work. Okay, sure. But I can't really wrap my head around how regular phones work. The idea that you're... Yeah. How anything digital works. That you're taking ones and zeros and recreating it.
You know, clouds like, weigh as much as 1.1 million pounds.
Yeah.
Or 551 tons. That's not true.
Oh, sure. The internet's lying to you. But yeah, anytime you're taking something digital, you're digitizing something.
A fax machine blows my mind.
Yeah, all that stuff.
It's a fax machine, what? How does that work?
Right. It's
how did you take an actual piece of paper, put it into the air, and then make it come out of a piece of paper?
Imagine how amazed they were in the 80s when they first saw that, right?
Yeah.
Before the internet and everything
else.
I mean, I remember, I'm old enough to remember the first time our computer got hooked up to the internet, and I opened something, I'm like, wait a second, but I didn't put this disk in the computer. How can there be something on the computer that I didn't purchase, that I didn't put on the computer? It was a crazy thought. Of course, kids, shortly after that, just totally used to it. It's not amazing anymore. It's what you expect. You don't expect to have to put anything in a computer because it's connected to the internet. It's the same with phones and cell phones. I don't know if this person's saying that specifically they don't understand how cell phones work, but I think they're probably just saying they don't know how phones work. If you want how a cell phone works, it's basically like a phone.
Right.
But yeah, electricity, absolutely with you on that one. Absolutely with you. They teach us about it at such a young age. Ben Franklin and the key and all this stuff. Then they start talking about how it's used to power things, and this is why it's powering things. That doesn't make any sense. I've electrocuted myself. I know I feel something. I know it hurts, but I don't understand what the hell is going on there. Electricity is way over my head. And then the most common answer is number two.
I can't get my head how they build bridges in deep water.
Me neither. It's crazy. Or just how big they are.
Like that bridge to Key West. You're like...
Makes no sense.
How did you do that?
Yeah. I mean, some of them, like, they have the floating bridges.
Well, floating bridges I can get my head around.
Me too, because it's
floating. I would think they'd all be floating.
Why not just do that?
Right.
And they're like, oh, because of the weather. And,
right.
Okay, so...
How'd you build that?
Yeah.
But they do.
And, like, the deep water oil drills, right?
Yeah.
That stuff's crazy too. But yeah, those big bridges, you look at them and go, who thought we could figure this out? And how...
And who started
and they did.
It?
Right.
Who went underwater and... Went down there?
Right.
Did they go down there?
Let me underwater weld. Well, that's also... Like, what do you mean you're going to weld underwater? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, how about an aircraft carrier?
Right.
Like, let's make this son of a bitch float with 5,000 people on it and tanks and airplanes, and it'll still float.
Any of that huge stuff. Seeing a cruise ship floating, they say, oh, it displaces as much water, and then it floats. Okay, Einstein. No. Thanks for the explanation. It still makes no sense looking at it, why this thing isn't at the bottom of the ocean. Magnets is number two. Space is number one. I know you hate space.
I hate space.
But that's maybe it's because you can't comprehend it.
I don't like thinking about it.
I don't like thinking about it either. I don't want to think about it anymore, as a matter of fact.
Space?
Yeah, it stresses me out. Yeah, it leads to most of my anxiety.
It's too much.
Because it's too much. It's too infinite. It's too big. We're too small.
I don't care about space.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to know when your kid's not naturally gifted at something, you know?
No, sure.
I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I just...
Okay, he didn't catch the ball.
I'm not making fun of anybody.
What are you talking about?
This kid's playing sports, you know, and I'm not a dad, so I don't know what it's like, but it just made me curious. I had some questions for you guys.
Not catching that ball that was thrown.
Oh, I didn't even know Bonpop didn't catch the ball. Okay. I didn't
should have caught it, but he looked like an athlete when he was doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked athletic up until the point of catching it.
That's what I told him.
Yeah.
You thought so?
Well, I said
did. I thought he ran a good route. It looks like he gets his knees moving right. Yeah.
It was a good slant route.
Play defense.
He looked good. The question is, how do you respond to that as a parent?
When he drops a pass
because
like that?
Some of the best athletes in the world have one thing in common, that is their parents ground them.
You ground them.
Made love conditional. You make love conditional, right? As a father, that's a father's role. Your love is conditional.
It's not conditional. I still love you, but I would love you more.
Well, don't let them know that you love them.
I love you more if you catch it.
But they need to wonder if you love them sometimes.
Well, no, I just think it's like
your dog is scared you might hit it.
Let's not be cruel. It's 2024.
But cruelty leads to greatness.
I love you.
Yeah.
But I would certainly love you more if you'd score touchdowns.
But I'm not happy with you right now. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's not like I'm disappointed.
I got some questions for you. We'll go over this one.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
That's got to be a thin line for you guys to, you know, a delicate balance, I suppose, as a parent. Well, you're talking about...
Yeah, I still can't see some pictures of his kid playing football. And I was like, if you put that kid on defense, he can't catch.
Yeah.
Kid can't catch.
He's
I was being a little joking about it, but then he was like, oh, yeah, I told him. He's just saying he's got to catch it.
I did. I saw the video, and I'm like, hey, man, you know.
Let's work on
that. It was a good slant route, but if it hits your hands, you're going to have to catch it.
You got to catch it.
You have to catch
it. Or else you're going to have to play defense.
You can't let it touch your hands and not catch it.
I mean, there's no computer algorithm that'll tell you this is the right way to parent and this is the wrong way to parent. There's parenting books, of course. There's studies.
I know. Sure. Some studies like contradict. Kadarius Toney is not raising that kid.
But you look at some great athletes or just people that are great in their field, and you hear about how strict their parents were. A lot of times it's their dads. How hard on them they were. How I would win, but it still wasn't good enough for my dad because, like that Pete Rose documentary.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, that is a fine line because you're watching it and you hear those people, and there's just as many who actually make it.
Yeah.
So you're like, man, I should really push my kid that hard. And then other millions of kids are just like, I hate my dad.
Right. Because
they're like, okay, well, what do? I try to take the middle.
Because they're probably not going to turn into Pete Rose.
That's what I try.
I do little rules. We have little rules. We can talk about the game for, after a game, we can talk about it for 15 minutes, then we're done.
Because you need to get some things off your chest.
Yeah. Like or they do. Or okay. I'd be like, hey, you know, I don't really complain, but if I'm like, man, you didn't try your hardest. I saw it out there. Like, I will call him on that. I won't call him on, like, making mistakes. Those happen. But, what are we doing here?
Did your dad do that to you?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, my dad
But you got to put in some effort, man. Like, I'm not going to, you know, like, dude, you got to work harder. Put in the work.
My dad did that
about
school.
Or if they're upset, like, I went 0-4. I'm like, well, how 0-4? How do you fix that? Put in the work. Like, let's get to work. So, you know, or I'll be like, most of the time they're more down on themselves and it's me doing the other thing. Like, dude, the results will come. You've put in the work. You've gone to practice. You do extra stuff on your own. Like, your career is not based on a game in the ninth grade in the first three games. And even though your high school coach pretends like it is, and if he benches you or puts you in the 10th spot, because he's unhappy of how you played in the first three games. He's wrong. He coaches social studies. This is not the end of the world. Put in the work. put on the blinders, and let's get back to business. I don't want to hear from any of those guys. Let's go. And that's more of me doing that.
I guess that answers my next question then, which is if your kid is upset, really upset already about
Well, there'll be times, too, where I get it. They're like, oh, but I made an error on that or whatever. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't great. That was not great. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, that wasn't great.
So you don't automatically go into this, well, I should try and cheer him up. He's obviously being his own worst critic right now.
No, I mean, I don't yell at them. I've never yelled at them over sports, but I certainly will be like, hey, man, like, no, like, you know, you could have done that better.
Yeah.
I'm not capable of being the dick that, you know, that.
Well, you told him if it hits him in the hands, he's got to catch it. I mean,
that's fair, though.
I know it's fair, but that's something.
Like, I can tell you the truth and not be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not going to be like the Pete Rose dad or whoever that pushes you and pushes you and pushes you. I just can't do it.
And I'll also say if you don't want to play, you don't have to play. I don't care.
For sure.
I love you no matter what. But I'm not going to just tell you, hey, you're the best on the field when you're horrible.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. That does just as much damage.
Well, I also just steal everything I do with parenting from Lazo. So,
but Silk, on joking aside, if it hits you in the hands, you got to catch it.
I'm not
saying that that's mean or that that's being
overstated.
I'm just saying that I could see myself, and I don't have kids, but I could see myself in that situation being like, oh, my kid can't catch the damn football, and being so worried about hurting his damn feelings.
That's why I said, hey, that was a really great route, because he did run a good route.
Yeah.
Like, you were fast, you ran good.
Yeah, like, you know, it's not like, oh, you suck.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like, you suck at this, let's not do it anymore, you need to work on it. But, yeah, I think that's fair. Like, yo, dude,
I'll find
hit you in the hands, you got to catch it, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think the way you do it, too, not like, hey, that ball hits you in the hands, you got to catch it. Now, you owe me 50 push-ups or screaming at them at the car because they did something wrong. I've seen parents. I'm not doing any of that.
Leaving them at
the
gas
But if they come back and, like, I should have caught it, you're like, yeah, you should have caught it. Hit in the goddamn hands,
Jesus.
Man.
Jesus. I mean, look, I'm not criticizing. It's just... makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
What are you supposed to say? Like,
I don't know. I only know my upbringing.
Don't worry about it.
It touched your hands. That's the damn ball.
I'm just saying my parents probably did say that kind of stuff. Like, well, as long as you're having fun, hey, don't worry about it. Hey, maybe, like you were saying, maybe defense would be more your thing. Or,
well, but you also say, like, I think you could say, like he said, you ran a slant. But in a game, like, yo, I will also say, like, hey, don't just focus on the error you made. You also got a hit in the third inning. You did this. Like, hey, the game.
I thought he was going to say, you also struck out in this.
Right, but the game is considered, like, it's not just that one play. Things. So nobody, unless your pitcher threw a no-hitter and nobody made an error and everybody got a hit, then everybody, and your coach called the perfect game, then everybody's responsible for this loss. So let's take that now and look at what you did good and what you did bad and what you need to work on. Good. We got 15 minutes to talk about it. After that, let's go get ice cream, man. We're good. Game's over. Next game. And here's the other thing. Nothing that happened. If you went 0-for-4 and had two errors, you know what? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters zero. I love you. I believe in you. You need to believe in you. Let's go get some ice cream.
Oh, that's the difference.
And you know what?
Oh, for sure.
You need... Let's go get some ice cream, and I cannot wait to watch you play baseball Saturday.
That's the difference.
And I know.
And I always end it with, I love watching you play baseball, man.
Even when you screw up.
Best days of my life are when I get to come out here and watch you play sports. That's it.
Because a lot of
But I'm not
going
to lie to you and say, there's no way you could have caught that. It's the quarterback's fault. I'm not giving you that pass. Uh-huh. Like, the quarterback hit you in the hands. Catch it.
I guess if you're adding those other things, it's different than those people you hear about, those elite athletes who say, their dads, it sounds like, never said, but I love you. I love you, son. It was just like, they always felt like they were trying to earn their love, right? Yeah. And then it was only conditional.
I love you whether you go, 0-for-100.
My love is unconditional.
No conditions. Have you ever been frustrated or criticized them or whatever in a way that you regretted, either instantly or a little bit later, where you're like, Maybe I was too hard on the boy.
No.
It doesn't come to mind?
No. I know. No, because they're usually pretty hard on themselves. Like, you know, my oldest is a catcher, and I think, like, a pass ball got by him, and they lost the game on a pass ball. He took off his helmet and threw it. I was like, we ain't doing that, man. I understand you're frustrated. You ain't doing that. Not on the baseball field. Pick up your helmet. You walk off that field like a winner.
Okay.
Win, lose, or draw. You do not give the other team or anybody else that satisfaction. Walk off. Let's go. Next game. That's the only time where I kind of was like, he's already hard on himself, and now I've doubled down on his behavior a tad bit.
Sure.
The only time ever, and that was a couple years ago, and I was like, you know, maybe I should just shut my mouth. And it's okay to show emotion and throw your helmet after. You know, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, we do that.
Everybody does it. Right? You know, hey, you strike out, you see Major League Baseball, like, God damn it. You know, that's what he did. He threw his helmet.
Throw the Xbox controller, whatever it is.
Well, that's fine.
So you think my dad probably did it the wrong way? Because when I was upset about something, he'd be like, Reed, it's Parks and Rec soccer. It does, that's seriously. He's like, it doesn't matter. There's a kid on your team who's disabled. Like, I'm not kidding. He would say stuff like that. Like, it's not, this is not the big leagues. It's okay. Nobody cares. The parents that are there don't want to be there. Like,
you know,
all right.
I think it depends. You know, that's how my dad was. He didn't care.
He was? Okay.
He did not care. Never. Like, we never talked about it afterwards. They're like, God damn, I sucked. He's like, yeah, I wasn't.
My dad would be like, I didn't even know.
Right. Like, I thought you did great.
I thought the game sucked overall.
I had four errors and went 0 for 7. He'd be like, yeah, well, I mean, you were better than that other kid. I saw that other kid. He sucked.
I knew it was boring overall. That's for sure. Right. But
you know, hey, we play the game to win.
Yeah. Well,
we play the game to win. And by the way, it's also like according to what they want. Mm-hmm. So if they start playing and they're competitive about it. Now, I think if my kids were like, hey, I don't really want to play competitive sports. I just want to go out. So my youngest, both of them have filled in for like, and gone and played with their friends for rec league teams.
Yeah.
And just played for fun, which is great. I think it should be fun. I don't care. Like, you're playing for fun. Then it's fun.
So you would have said the same thing because I was playing for these.
Yeah, but if you're playing
teams.
For fun, like, you're not like this. But like, if you start, if you want to be competitive about it and you want to play four games every weekend, then you know what? Then you got to put in the work. You can't just want to do it and not put in the work. So I'll help you put in the work.
Okay.
But I'm not going to just tell you like it's everybody else's fault and you're the greatest player ever when that ain't the way it was.
Well, my dad wasn't telling me that.
You know
either,
what I mean? But
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Hey, yeah.
No. No, but what you're telling
right,
me
he's like,
right.
I should have caught that ball. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Hard catch. But yeah, should have caught it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's it. But you know how you catch it next time? Let's go practice. I'll throw you the football.
Yeah, you learn what to practice next time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's six, so we tell him, like, hey, just have fun, man. That's all we care about. You're going to be making amazing plays.
Yeah. And I know if he's upset about not catching that ball, then I'll be like, hey, let's work on it.
Yeah, we'll practice.
Next time I see you, I'll throw you the ball. We'll do 100 of those. And that way, the next time that it comes to you, you won't be nervous.
Exactly.
Could there have ever been a point where you would say, I don't think this is working? I don't think you should keep playing this sport. You've been the worst kid on every team for the last few years. Like, maybe this isn't your sport.
No, but when both my boys said they were done playing basketball, I didn't argue with them.
Okay.
So I'm like, we can play for fun, but they were like, yeah, I'm not that good at it. I'm like, yeah. And I'm sorry because, like, I've given you that. Like,
you were the coach.
I'm like, and we have, all three of us have the same skill, which is, we white man hustle, man. We can rebound and play defense, but a shot that a basketball player takes and it goes in, mine looks exactly the same and bounces out.
Right.
And I don't know, they call it having a lid on the back, but all three of us are like,
boing.
God damn, man. Like, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, you keep playing for fun, but
just know.
Like, you're not making the Olympic team or anything.
Or meeting any girls or anything.
I mean, you know, everybody needs a white guy who hustles. Like, KU's got four of them.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
We done?
That's it, my man.
All right.
Go yell at your kid about not being good enough.
Yeah, hey, we're going to start calling him Kadarius.
Favorite time of the year.
Good show, Kadarius Tony. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.